Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Yeah. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio. How y'all doing, man? Back up in this thing, chilling. And you know, I got my water, you know. You know what time it is, man. Best drink in the world, man. My lips was ashy in the whole nine. It was much needed out here, man. Back up in this thing, man. And I'm wondering, how come every time Superman goes from Clark Kent to Superman, who does his hair, though? Like, his hair just be perfectly laid out and parted in the whole nine. Like, who's doing his hair? Is he doing his hair? I mean, he's super fast, so I guess he's doing his hair up. But it's like lavishly slicked up and parted to a T when he's Superman. But Clark Kent is a little more disheveled and, you know. But, like, he takes the time to do his hair, man. Lives is on the line, but he's like, yo, man, let me put in this grease and hairspray. I don't know what he puts in his hair, man. Like, I know, Superman is from Krypton, but, like, what nationality does he look like? Like, what does Clark Kent look like? Is he Italian? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's his background? Like, if he was from Earth, you know what I mean? Like, what do the Kryptonians' ethnic makeup look like on Earth, you know? I don't know if it's Italian or I don't know what look that is. Greek? What kind of look is that? I don't know what he is, man. But who you got, though? Who you got? Batman versus Superman is coming out Friday. Like, who do you got in this battle? Like, who do you prefer? Superman or Batman, man? Who do you like more? Which orphan do you like more? Like, me personally, Batman all day. Batman all day, man. He's got the better movies, man. He's got the gadgets. He's a regular person, you know. We can all aspire to be Batman, you know. We got to get that bread up because, you know, he's filthy rich. But, you know, you can still do what he does with a little training, working out, some vengeance in your heart. You know what I mean? A little hatred for crime. You too can be Batman. You know what I mean? Superman, you can't do it. If you weren't already born on another planet and then your parents sent you to Earth right before the planet exploded, then you have no shot. You have no shot at really being Superman. You know what I mean? But, and, you know, you got to be powered from the sun and, you know, heat vision, all that flight, you know, super strength, cold breath, X-ray vision. You know, if you don't have all this by now, then you're done. You're not Superman. But Batman, though, if you got the bread and the gadgetry and the consistency and the determination, you too can be the Dark Knight. It's too late for me, man. I'm not doing all that training and whatnot. But let's take a look at the movies, though. Like, you know, the Batman movies, now there are some bad ones. Let's movie up, movie for movie, man. Batman versus Superman. All right, I'm not going to do the TV shows. You know, Superman had the little black and white joint with the chubby Superman, whose hair was perfectly laid and parted and slicked over and combed over every time he was Superman. But as Clark Kent, it was whatever. And then you had the Batman TV show, mad, stupid, dumb, corny on the late 60s, early 70s tip with the corn, man. The villains was corny, the fight scenes and the little sound effects, splat, bam, pow, all that, man. I used to watch it like crazy with my mom, though, man. It was just better to me because the Superman TV show was in black and white. Black and white immediately bores the shit out of me, man. Like, as soon as I see anything in black and white, I'm like, oh, turn. It takes me a while to get into it if it's in black and white. even though I do like black and white photos, when I see a movie in black and white, like if they made a new movie in black and white, I'd be like, all right, this is cool. This is a little noir and a little style. But when I see something old and it's in black and white, I'll be like, oh, turn it off. Turn it off, Scott. Scott's my older brother. But, you know, there are some black and white movies that I really did enjoy as a kid, like A Wonderful Life and the Marx Brothers movie, Monkey Business, and The Three Stooges. I love The Three Stooges, even though it's black and white. But, man, dog, anything else, I'd be like, oh, come on. And there was this Alfred Hitchcock joint that was super good about these nurses in this house. And it was like bad weather outside and it was a killer. He kept calling them. That was in black and white, but that was good as hell. Anyway, so the Batman TV show versus the Superman TV show, which did I prefer? I'm going to go with the Batman. It was super cheesy and just mad corny as hell, but it was entertaining. It kept my little kid mind entertained big time. And it was in color, too. So I was like, hey. They was running around in pajamas, mad corny. Adam West is as Batman. Oh, it was super corny. I'll never forget the Batman movie. It was a TV show, but it was called the Batman movie. I'll never forget it was a scene where this shark jumps out the water and it's on either Batman's leg or Robin's leg. And their leg is completely in the shark's mouth and they just punching and beating on the shark. The shark is just sitting tight. The shark is just on their leg, just chilling. He ain't going nowhere. And they're hanging on like from a ladder that's hanging from a helicopter. So they're on the ladder. And the shark is on one of their legs. And they just beating and pounding on the shark. Shark is just taking these hits. Like, yo, I'ma either get this leg or get you back in this ocean. I'ma just sit tight, lock my jaw down, and just sit tight. Then I think the shark was on Batman's leg because Robin happened to have a can of shark repellent on him. This is no bullshit. You can Google or YouTube the Batman TV show movie or whatever. You'll see the shark scene. He has shark repellent. He hangs upside down on the ladder by his legs so he can hand Batman the shark repellent. Batman sprays the shark with the shark repellent. The shark falls in the ocean and explodes. I shit you not. I'm not making this up. Look it up. This is what happened on the Batman movie TV show. It was hilarious. There you go. Batman with the first victory. Now, Superman versus Batman on the theatrical dip. Okay, the Superman movie was directed by Richard Donner, who also did one of my favorite series, the Lethal Weapon series. He directed all four of those, some of my favorite movies. He directed the Superman joint. Superman movie when I was a kid, it was super dope at the time. But even as a kid, I found it ridiculous that when Lois Lane ended up getting killed and buried alive in this huge earthquake, Superman couldn't bear the bane of Lois's death, so he flew around the world and reversed the revolution of the planet, and time went back. That's how fast he was flying. He was flying so hard and fast that the Earth started rotating in the opposite direction, therefore turning back the hands of time. This was complete bullshit. Even as a kid, I was like, this is ridiculous. I didn't know Superman could do this. I looked at my oldest brother who collected all the comics. I was like, explain this. What is happening here? Did he just fly around the earth with the strength and speed of it was so great that the earth was like, you know what? Let me rotate in retrograde. And just turn back the hands of time. Everything's going to be reversed, man. That's all it takes. I was like, bullshit. Batman movie. Tim Burton directed the Batman joint. They had Michael Keaton, who incidentally was my favorite actor at the time because I loved Beetlejuice, The Dream Team, Johnny Dangerously, Mr. Mom, Clean and Sober. This was my guy, man, Michael Keaton. I was excited. I was like, yo, Michael Keaton is Batman? A lot of people were like, nah, I don't know about this casting choice. And yo, it was talks that they were going to have Bill Murray as Batman. Imagine Bill Murray. No disrespect. I'm a huge Bill Murray fan. Huge Bill Murray fan. But Bill Murray as Batman? Come on, Doug. Come on, man. Nah, we'll pass on that. Even Michael Keaton was a shaky pick. But yo, he nailed it. I liked him. He's my favorite Batman so far. I got a feeling that I'm going to really like Ben Affleck as Batman. Just given the trailer and stuff and the way he looks as Batman, I'm thinking, yo, he might be the best Batman of all time. But as of now, as of today, Tuesday, March 22nd, before Batman vs. Superman comes out, Michael Keaton is still the best Batman. But I'm going to give Ben Affleck a shot, man. You gotta replace Michael Keaton's shoes up in there. Or should I say Batman boots. But so the Tim Burton Batman, you had Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Jack Nicholson killed it, you know. And Tim Burton, that was a crazy pick too, because, you know, you look at his resume, you know, pre-Batman, it was like Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Beetlejuice. He was like, wait a minute, man. Batman, though? Like, is this the guy we want to do Batman? Like, you know, we thinking action, but maybe they thinking along the lines of the TV show, which was mad, like, silly and quirky and weird. And, like, that's right up Tim Burton's alley. So I was like, I don't know. And then I saw the costume. I was like, yo, Batman looks dope. And then I saw the Batmobile. I was like, yo, super dope. So I saw the movie. Jack Nicholson killed it. Michael Keaton killed it. I liked it. Prince did the soundtrack. I was like, yo, I'll never forget. I went to see it at the Hyde Park Theater in Chicago. There was a movie theater in Hyde Park I used to like going to. Me and my boy, I think John L. went. And we went and saw Batman. I remember my other friends was like, you ain't going to go see Do the Right Thing? You going to go see a silly Batman movie? I was like, yes. I'm about this comic book life. I ain't got no time for this racial tension. We'll Do the Right Thing. I'm going to go get in on this Batman life. Comic books all day. Feel every piece. Went and watched it. I remember the audience clapped when Batman was in the Batwing and he flew up in the air and then he stopped right in front of the moon and then it was like the bat symbol right there and then he went down. It was like one dude in the theater like, I was like, all right, do your thing. So Batman movie versus Superman movie. I'm going to give it to Batman again. Batman wins again. Now, Superman 2. Okay, Richard Donner directed. I think he directed half of it, and then they brought in a different director. It was something like that. It was something weird about how the directing thing went for Superman 2. And this one, Superman fought General Zod and General Zod's two henchmen. At the time, man, this was like my favorite movie at the time. Like, I was like, yo, the action was dope. The fighting was dope. And mind you, man, I'm a kid. I'm in the 80s, man. You know, movies, the special effects aren't what they are now. So, you know, the special effects then was like top notch. They was fighting, throwing people in the buildings. They fighting in Times Square, flying. I was like, yo. And they was jumping Superman. I was like, oh, it's going down. Meet me in the trap. You know, Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor. It was just like, all right, Superman 2 was dope. I was like, yo, I'm messing with Superman 2. I'm feeling this one. And then Batman Returns. Tim Burton returned as director. Michael Keaton back in the mix. This time they did two villains. Danny DeVito as the Penguin. And Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Michelle Pfeiffer killed it as Catwoman, man. Best Catwoman so far. I mean, to me, you know, because Eartha Kitt was super dope on the cheesy side. But Eartha Kitt killed it. And then you had Halle Berry. So you had two black chicks and a white chick sandwiched in between. The white chick killed it, though, man. Michelle Pfeiffer did her thing as Catwoman. And then the Penguin, man. The Penguin was too gross for me. Like, Danny DeVito, they made him too grotesque. I didn't like that. Like, the Penguin I'm used to, classy dude. You know, he's got his top hat on. He's got his little suits. He was a player, man. Penthouse status, you know. This dude living lavishly, man. And they had the Penguin do that in Batman Returns, but he was still gross. He was eating raw fish. He was wearing these old dirty-ass, underwear. You know, the Long John underwear. He just looked horrible. Like, I knew his breath stunk. I knew his breath stunk as that character. He was grotesque. His hands was weird. I was like, nah, man. But you had the Catwoman. So it was like, yo, I like the Catwoman. And Batman was a little darker in Batman Returns, man. The way he was taking cats out, I was like, yo, I'll never forget. He took off in the Batmobile. His Batmobile has like a little flame thrust at the end of it. He blasted off on some dude, set this dude on fire. I was like, yo, Batman is getting ruthless out here, man. He ain't even care. Batman killed somebody in Batman Returns. That was another thing he did, because Batman will be killing people. He stuck a thing of dynamite to this one dude and just punched him down into the sewer, and then he exploded. I think that's murder. I think it's safe to say Batman killed somebody right there, man. I'm like, yo, man, they taking it there. They taking it there, man. There was no Joker in this, but the Penguin and Catwoman. I don't know, man. I might have to slide this one to Superman, man. Superman 2 with the slight edge over Batman Returns, man. I think, man, I'm going to have to rewatch them again, but, you know, just going off my thoughts right now, I'm going to have to go with Superman 2, man. Now we getting shitty on both fronts. Now we getting into some just subpar moviedom right here. Superman 3 with Richard Pryor. This movie was whacktacular, man. It was just subpar, man. Like, Superman was fighting like an evil version of himself, and they threw in Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor at this time was like killing it, man. At the box office, he was like the comedian at the time, man. He was killing it at the box office. So it was like, yo, let's get Richard Pryor in here. We got Superman. Let's make this money. And the movie did make money, but it was whack, dog. This Superman was whack. It was trash. And he was fighting some kind of supercomputer. I was like, what the hell is going on here? What is taking place? The supercomputer? The evil super? All right, I'm done with this. So Superman 3, trash. Batman Forever. Now we got a new director in the mix. Joel Schumacher steps in to replace Tim Burton. And now Michael Keaton left as Batman. So we got Val Kilmer as Batman now. We got Jim Carrey as the Riddler. We got Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face. And we got, I think we got Robin in there now. They done threw Robin up in the mix. The whole style of the movies changed with Joel Schumacher coming in. Now all of a sudden, but Tim Burton had it like dark and Gotham City-ish. Everything was like dark. The mood was dark. You know what I mean? Now it's all colorful. The suits are mad corny now. Val Kilmer brought nothing to the role of Batman. He was a stiff ass Bruce Wayne. Oh man, dog. Batman Forever sucked to me, man. It was hard. It was trash. It was trash. And a lot of people give it credit because, oh, Jim Carrey killed it as the Riddler. It wasn't enough to save it for me. Like, to be honest with y'all, I wasn't a big Jim Carrey fan. Like, when he blew up on the film tip, I wasn't on board, man. I wasn't hitting his movies like that. I'm going to be honest. Ace Ventura, The Mask, I wasn't fooling with him. Dumb and Dumber was cool, but I was still just like, all right, it's all right. I'm not sold, man. I think I didn't like his movies until The Cable Guy. And I know I'm in the minority here. I know everybody loves Jim Carrey. But for me, I was like, nah, man. I did like The Cable Guy. And I did like Me, Myself, and Irene. But the other joints, I just wasn't. just wasn't a fan, y'all. Sorry, guys. But Batman Forever was trash. Superman 3 was trash. Now, which trash can smelled better? I don't know, man. They both horribly trashed up. I'm going to call this a draw. Both bad. Both terrible. Now, you got Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Trash. Once again, trash. Horrible. Horribleness. Superman was disarming missiles. This was at the time when, you know, it was all good to, you know, it was America versus Russia. And, you know, they got nuclear weapons. He's disarming them. And they created some kind of radioactive super being to fight Superman. And they fought on the moon. And this super being they created had a horrible looking tan. He had a Donald Trump tan. And he had some, like, blonde hair and, like, you know, a gold, brown and gold outfit. He had a little electricity, you know. My bad, man. Shout out to Christopher Reeves, who was playing Superman all four of these. Same Superman. Shout out to Christopher Reeves. Rest in peace. He was a cool Superman. I liked him as Superman. Like, I like Christopher Reeves as Superman. Yeah, he fought the radioactive dude on the moon. The fight was lackluster. A horrible part was he was carrying his love interest. The villain just captured her. I don't know if it was Lois Lane or some other chick that just popped up, you know, in Superman's life. This villain was carrying her. He was flying, leaving the Earth, and was carrying her, and she was just sitting there breathing in space. I was like, you out your goddamn minds. No, I'm done. Superman 4, trash. Batman and Robin, which is the fourth Batman installment. George Clooney comes in as Batman, same director and Joel Schumacher. Now we got Robin back in the mix. The villains this time, Mr. Freeze, played by Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Poison Ivy, played by Uma Thurman. And we had Batgirl in there, played by Alicia Silverstone. The movie was hot garbage. It was beyond trash. It was like filth trash. It was like a trash can inside of a dumpster at the dump site for the city. It was just horrible trash. Mr. Freeze with the corny lines. Hey, everybody, chill. Super cornball husk. It was just corn syrup. Trash, man. George Clooney, man. I love George Clooney, but, and you know, he was a great Bruce Wayne. He was a great Bruce Wayne. But as Batman, nah, man. It was super trash. Ultra trash, dog. Oh, it was disgusting. It was just trash all the way around, all the way across the board. The costumes, it was just ridiculously whack. So they both trash again. I think Batman and Robin was even more trash than Superman 4. So I'm going to give Superman 4 the slight edge, but they was both garbage, to be honest with you. Both garbage. So Superman was on the back burner. Like, once you come out with The Quest for Peace and then Batman and Robin, these two movies killed the franchises. You know, they're doing, like, they had the animated Batman movie, which was dope, Mask of the Phantasm. And, you know, Superman had a TV show. And, you know, they doing their thing on TV and video. But then back in the movies, they finally did Superman Returns. They had a new Superman, Brandon Routh. The director was the director from the first two X-Men movies, and Bryan Singer, who's low key a child molester. There ain't nobody talking about that. So Superman Returns was mad dry, dog. It was dry as hell. We had Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor, but he still couldn't say the dryness that was this movie. It was hella dry. Hella dry. First of all, I don't like Superman fighting Lex Luthor. I don't like Lex Luthor as a villain. Okay, because I like for Superman to be fighting people of equal value and powers, or at least some kind of powers, man. You can't just be smart. I'm bored with that, man. Because at the end of the day, he can just slap Lex Luthor and snap his neck. I'm just like, all right, man. Yeah, I'm done with the Lex Luthor thing. It was a cool scene where he stopped this airplane from crashing. That was the only thing I remember. Movie was dry as hell. Dry! Superman Returns was dry as hell. Then you got, on the Batman side, they rebooted the franchise. Batman Begins. Super dope. Batman Begins was dope. The only you had Christian Bale as Batman now. You got Morgan Freeman in the mix. You got Michael Caine in the mix as Alfred. You got Liam Neeson as Ra's al Ghul, man. Yo, cast was dope. The director, Christopher Nolan, came in, did his goddamn thing, and rebooted the franchise. Made Batman dark and grittier. I was like, yo, I'm feeling this. Scarecrow is the villain in this one, along with Ra's al Ghul. And Batman Begins with the easy win, with the easy bucket. Batman Begins wins. Even though I wasn't a fan of the fight scenes, it was still dope. So now we got the Man of Steel up against the Dark Knight. All right, Man of Steel, Zack Snyder came in as director. You know, he did 300 and The Watchmen. And we got Henry Cavill as Superman. He was in this movie called The Immortals, which I like. I like The Immortals. And he was a good Superman. We got Amy Adams as Lois Lane. I really didn't care for her as Lois Lane. I don't think I care for Lois Lane as a character, period. I'm not really a fan of Lois Lane. I don't know. She just annoys me for some reason. I don't know what it is. Even though I kind of liked her in the movies in the 80s, Margot Kidder. I liked Margot Kidder as Lois Lane, but... Amy Adams, I was just like, Man of Steel, though, he fought General Zod, you know. General Zod played by Michael Shannon. And Michael Shannon is good for playing, like, unstable characters. And I feel like he was a little too unstable for General Zod. Like, I feel like General Zod is more, you know, stiff and calculated and just, like, stable in his, you know, villainy. But, special effects was dope. They fought, tore the city in half. I'm like, the body count had to be 8 trillion. And Kevin Costner played, you know, Pops. And Diane Lane is his mom, Martha Kent. And it was solid. Man of Steel was solid. Like, I watched it again recently. I liked it. But my complaint was I didn't like how Lois Lane was everywhere during the epic battle where they flying in and out of the planet and all over the place. She always happened to run up right where the action was. Like, come on, man. No. And the body count had to be huge. Then you got the Dark Knight, which was just, I don't even need to say anything. Everybody knows what the Dark Knight was. Dark Knight was a game changer, man. The best comic book movie ever. You know what I mean? It was just disgustingly good. Heath Ledger just murdered it as the Joker. It was just ridiculous. Fight scenes were still hella soft, but you know, I don't like the fight choreography for the Dark Knight movies because I don't know what Batman is doing. It just looked hella stiff and basic. But the Dark Knight was an excellent film. Excellent film. Point goes to Batman once again. And now Superman doesn't have another movie to go up against The Dark Knight Rises. So I'll leave that out. And plus, I'm running out of time anyway. So it's a perfect time to end it. So now they're coming together, man. And I'm excited. Sorry if I bored you non-movie people because I just stayed on Batman and Superman the whole podcast. But hey, man, what do you want from me, man? If you don't know about Batman or Superman, you need to get your life together. If you're not about either one of those, if you don't care about Batman and Superman, what kind of life are you living? Like, I don't even want to hear that. I'm not into comic books. They transcend comic books. These are just icons in life. So get in on this. Get in on this Batman, Superman life. Who do you got, though? Who do you like more, peeps? Batman or Superman? Who you got? I'm Batman all day. Team Batman all day. Batman might be my favorite superhero. I'm not sure. I'm still on the fence. But I love Batman. No disrespect to Superman, but Superman, you got too many powers, man. You got too many powers, and you're a square. But Batman, all day, and I'm looking forward to seeing the movie, man. So let me know who y'all got. Who you like more, Batman or Superman? Let me know. Let me know what y'all thought about the movies, too. And if y'all agree to disagree with me, hit me up on my Instagram, Tony Baker Comedy, my Snapchat, Tony Baker Comedy, my Facebook page, Comedian Tony Baker. Hit me up. Let me know what you thought about the podcast, and also who you like, Batman or Superman. Let me know. And are you excited about the movie that's coming out, man? Y'all let me know. And thank you, as always, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to another session of that Verbal Gaudio.